Okay, now I want to go over a little bit to help you make a little bit more sense of the disturbing attitude. Well, wait a minute. Maybe, are there questions so far? Yeah. Yeah. Well, at least the first few links are happening with great rapidity. Okay, each day we're starting a lot of new sets of 12 links with the ignorance, the karma, and the causal consciousness. Okay, but while I'm alive today, I'm just experiencing the one in one set of 12 links, the aging. Okay? No, the body's just changing. Okay, if we look at the body in this lifetime, that's the link of aging and death. Our body, from the time after conception until we die, that's the one link of aging and death in one set of 12 links. But within that, the body's changing moment to moment to moment to moment. Okay, I mean, what is aging? Aging is that what existed in one moment doesn't exist the next. Yeah. So like you said, everything's regenerating, changing, changing.
Then only in emptiness?
It's only the wisdom realizing emptiness that cuts the continuity of the delusion. Continuity, okay? So in other words, we can have greater or lesser moments of delusion throughout our lifetime. Yeah, because we have moments where we're much clearer and other moments when our mind's really bananas. Even though we might think at those moments when our mind that is bananas that we're really clear, we're actually, in fact, not. Okay, have you ever had that time you thought you were being real clear and then 2 days later you look back and said, boy, was I messed up? Okay, so we can have moments of greater and lesser clarity on a relative level. But all that is often done still within the grasping and inherent existence. Yeah, still thinking I'm a real thing and what I'm experiencing is real and solid and here. Okay, so the wisdom realizing emptiness is the thing that cuts the ignorance. Okay, because the ignorance is grasping at what doesn't exist as existing, the solid, everything making everything very solid. And so it's only through seeing that what our ignorance is grasping as existing, all these solid concrete things, to recognize that they in fact don't exist as solid and concrete. That's what the wisdom's doing. Okay? So to develop wisdom, we start by hearing teachings so that we can learn from other people kind of what exists and what doesn't exist. And then we have to contemplate on it and think about it and reflect on it and see if it makes sense, see if we can understand what inherent existence is so that we can know what it is we're negating. And then we have to meditate and make that part of our own experience. So understanding emptiness isn't a thing of just sitting and clearing your mind of all thoughts. Okay? That's clearing your mind of all thoughts. It might be called an empty-minded meditation, but it's not realizing emptiness. Okay? Right, right. Yeah, you might have great concentration. You might have removed all the discursive thoughts, but you still have this very innate sense of me. And there's probably a lot of grasping at the bliss of the concentration. Yeah, really grasping at our blissful feelings. Okay, so we get tricked. This is what we're going to get into next time. It isn't like we only experience one set of 12 links at a time. We have many, many sets kind of overlap, they can link. For example, in this lifetime, I'm experiencing the age, you know, the rebirth and aging and death of one set of 12 links from karma that I did 50 million eons ago. And at the same time, I'm creating the ignorance and karma and causal consciousness of a whole bunch of new sets of 12 links. Okay? Yeah, it's kind of mind-blowing. When I go through this thing next time, then you'll see a little bit clearer how they fit together. Okay? It's one of the reasons they're called links, because things are linked together, interrelated. So this is really important stuff to meditate on, because it gives us a way of understanding what our experience is, and it helps us break down our notion of self, because we have a very strong notion of self. This is me, this is who I am, and these are important things to my life, and this is the way things are. And when you start meditating on the 12 links, you know, your sense of self changes, because you begin to realize, well, I'm only in this body and this mind because the causes for it have been created. If the causes hadn't been created, there wouldn't be this body and mind and this identity that's happening right now. And this identity that I have right now is not going to last forever, because when I die, I'm leaving this body and mind, and different karma is going to ripen, and I'll wind up in a different place. And so if you really reflect on this, it helps you loosen up the grasping itself, and the grasping specifically at, like, who I am right now, and it also helps you have a really different attitude on what you consider problems. Yeah, because the things that we usually get so bound up with as problems very much pale in comparison to this whole problem of being under the influence of disturbing attitudes and karma. And so when we really know that that's the real problem, then all the little headaches we experience today, they don't bug us so much anymore. Okay, so if you think about this, it really gives you a whole different way of looking at your life and feeling about things. This isn't just intellectual stuff. And it's real interesting to think about, you know, that, well, here I am, I'm experiencing the aging and death of one set of 12 links because I experienced the birth, you know, of this 12 link, because I had craving and grasping at the end of my last lifetime. And, you know, because I had created karma that then was ripening at the end of my last lifetime. And that's how I got here. Yeah. We're karmic creations. Sounds like a new line of clothes, doesn't it? Karmic creation. But that's really what we are, you know. We're not... Yeah, right. So it's not like, you know, we're these solid personalities that are so real. We're just, you know, manifestations of karma. Come, come, go, go, as Lama used to say. Okay, let's just sit quietly for a few minutes.